You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The Trump administration may be trying to downplay Obamacare, but it has had a lot to say about global trade deals and putting American business first. Earlier this year, the U.S. Commerce Department found that companies in seven countries were selling a certain kind of steel wire in the U.S. at an unfairly low price. If the International Trade Commission agrees, the U.S. could start taxing those imports. And there are other investigations into import pricing in the works. But some American businesses say that a crackdown could actually hurt them. Alex Olgan of WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, reports.
At Marmac, a steel wire manufacturer in the small town of Macbee, South Carolina, robotic arms coil steel wire into a roll that's 4.5 inches in diameter. It is then dropped onto a conveyor belt where workers pick up the wire and package it into boxes. John Martin owns Marmac. He says this rebar tie wire is the core of his business.
So anytime you build a bridge, a dam, you may very well be using our rebar tie wire.
On this day, about two-thirds of the raw steel the plant uses to manufacture its products is from U.S. steel mills. The rest was imported at a lower cost. Some of the steel Martin uses comes from places the Commerce Department found were importing at an unfairly low cost. Martin worries if President Trump weighs in on a separate trade decision, it could hurt his business.
If all of a sudden there are tariffs on our raw material, we know that prices will go up, but we really don't know what all the results will be.
That's because the president could do a variety of things under a trade law that allows him to designate cheap steel imports as a threat to the country's national security. That's only been used twice since the 1980s. Martin just isn't sure what to expect.
Businessmen thrive on predictability.
John Ferriola also wants to know what future steel prices will look like. He's the CEO of Nucor Corporation, one of the largest steel producers in the country. He wants the president to take action, though he won't specify whether he would back tariffs on foreign steel. He says he wants the president to do something to, quote, meaningfully adjust imports.
We are not asking for protection. I just go crazy when I hear people say that the steel industry is asking for protection. What we want is a level playing field.
Based on what Trump said earlier this year, Ferriola was hoping there would have been some action by now. Nucor has a few connections to the White House. Its former CEO was an advisor to Trump, and Ferriola was on the president's manufacturing council before it was disbanded. Ferriola is concerned about the 20% increase since last year of steel imports to the U.S., sold by his foreign competitors.
So they've been shipping in, and as this continues to get delayed, they continue to surge. And it's reached a critical point now.
While manufacturers like Marmac see foreign imports as a way to keep prices competitive, Nucor has filed numerous petitions with the Commerce Department and International Trade Commission to counteract what it sees as unfair trade practices.
So we call it whack-a-mole. You know, you finally beat one down, another one pops up, and it's just an endless process.
But if the government imposes tariffs on imported steel, it could lead to similar requests from manufacturers who use steel in their products. That's according to trade economist Chad Bown with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
They could be the next industries that come forward and say, hey, I want to file my own global safeguard case or my own anti-dumping case to stop imports from coming in the products that I make and have to compete in the American market for.
No matter what happens, it will have a big effect on the American economy. The American Iron and Steel Institute says the industry supports more than 140,000 U.S. jobs. In Charlotte, I'm Alex Olgan for Marketplace.